From the Heart, May 12. Praise God. Then all the people answered, Amen, Amen, while lifting up their hands. God says by the psalmist, Whoso offereth praise glorifieth me. The worship of God consists chiefly of praise and prayer. Every follower of Christ should engage in this worship. No one can sing by proxy, bear testimony by proxy, or pray by proxy. As a rule, too many dark testimonies are born in social service, prayer meeting, savoring more of murmuring than of gratitude and praise. When the word of God was spoken to the Hebrews anciently, the Lord said to Moses, And let all the people say, Amen. This response, in the fervor of their souls, was required as evidence that they understood the word spoken and were interested in it. When the Ark of God was brought into the city of David and a psalm of joy and triumph was chanted, all the people said, Amen. And David felt that he was fully repaid for his labor and anxiety. There is too much formality in the church. We should be so connected with the source of all light that we can be channels of light to the world. The Lord would have His ministers who preach the word energized by His Holy Spirit. And the people who hear should not sit in drowsy indifference or stare vacantly about, making no response to what is being said. The spirit of the world has paralyzed the spirituality of such, and they are not awake to the precious theme of redemption. The truth of God's word is spoken to leaden ears and hard, unimpressible hearts. These dull, careless ones show ambition and zeal when engaged in the business of the world, but things of eternal importance do not engross the mind and interest them as do worldly things. Fruitful Christians will be connected with God and intelligent in the things of God. The truth and the love of God is their meditation. They have feasted upon the words of life, and when they hear it spoken from the desk, they can say, as did the two disciples who were traveling to Emmaus when Christ explained to them the prophecies in reference to Himself, Did not our heart burn within us while He talked with us by the way? And while He opened to us the Scriptures? All who are connected with the light will let their light shine to the world, and will, in their testimonies, praise God, to whom their hearts will flow forth in gratitude.